All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
I guess that
French Reggie has no respect for
none
for shit.
None, not for no, not your shit.
I know.
Is it
personal?
Right.
I'm the only nigga that don't talk about his girl.
Well, no, I'm just saying it. I mean, when I say yo shit, I meant the royal yo, because that's anybody's. That's not him.
Oh, right.
If it ain't his shit, he don't give a fuck.
It's your shit.
He don't give a fuck. He'll put your shit in citronella, dip your shit in fucking put fucking burnt ashes out on your fucking new paint.
Who does that to old paint? Who says, you know what I should do? I should put my fucking weed out on your pillar.
I had an instance like that with a person that was a house guest. It was a young house guest, you know. And I was like, motherfucker, I had just got my steps done.
Yeah.
I was like, did you put that fucking joint out? Because I can see the burn mark.
Yeah.
On my fucking step.
Then he tried to wipe it off.
Inside the house?
No, on the porch.
Then I said something, the nigga tried to wipe it off like he can wipe off the burn.
With his palm of his hand. Yeah. Oh,
He licked his thumb. He's like,
oh, you
cannot put out a burn mark. Burn goes through.
I got abilities.
We learned that French Reggie gonna be working for Beyonce and J-Mac.
Do you have lacquer skin, nigga? Do you have some that you can release lacquer?
He's Haitian, nigga. He got different skin.
What else did we learn?
I learned Jason was trying to get back with Rose Petal.
No, you ain't learned no shit like that.
I learned you got issues, my nigga. That's what I learned.
That is for sure.
Because there was no reason to bring her back into the fold.
Especially after when we was talking about pre-show. Where you was at, and you was talking about what you were saying.
Well, we learned about that person. We learned French Reggie can't get nobody on just at the wheel.
He didn't need to though. He does the premiums on Friday.
We learned French Reggie is a pathological liar.
We knew that.
Yeah, I was about to say we already knew that.
I learned.
You're the only one who did.
You learned that you guys really don't believe his stories. I do. I do. I mean, I trust him. I don't think French Reggie has a reason to lie. I mean, this girlfriend whole thing that he's come up with. This is a new story.
No, there's a lot of pressure to be on this show because it's like three old cooler dudes. Remember, his friends are all cornballs. They sit around talking about the first person they had sex with.
Right.
And how it affected it.
What do they regret about it?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of pressure. He's got to bring that. And sometimes, you know, he embellishes.
If that first one wasn't a dude, I don't know what you're regretting. I don't know. I digress.
I mean, you know, if you start off with, I saw a man turn into a goat, you got to come strong for the next few years.
Yeah. You got to keep it going for sure.
How do you go back to like regular story shit? Because, I mean, you know, getting kidnapped, that's up there too.
Yeah, but, you know, again, the house didn't have no walls. I mean, that's like telling a nigga to sit in the park. Like,
you know how many houses do not have walls?
I'm going to draw this square and you better not leave. Like,
it's going to shock you if you leave out of here.
You cross that line and we'll get you. We'll be right back. Right. We'll be right back.
Reggie trying to move to the next
thing. Yeah.
Okay, you want to move on. That's right. I learned that Jay Smooth has replaced me in regards to talking about French Reggie's girl.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a new lesson. Yeah.
We definitely learned that.
He's definitely offensive.
Yeah.
Like, he's replaced me in the...
And then he's doing it, like, purposely. I think you that's just you. That's just part of who
you
are.
But the joke is kind of over. So it's like an old joke.
That nigga need to prove to me
why are you so worried about that?
Why does he owe
French,
you?
I'm worried about you, French, because I don't want them to call you a pathological liar, and I don't want you to lie on your dick like you motherfuckers did in high school when they tell me they went to prom and they fuck.
Why do you care what his dick does?
Go over to his house on Thanksgiving.
Why have you been so focused on other people's dick today?
Today.
Batman.
Today.
Fucking French Reggie.
Today.
He said, probably not.
No. What about the nigga from Cameo? He was focused on his shit the other day.
Yeah. Chances are he's not gay.
Probably not.
I'm not. I don't know what y'all talking about.
I know you're not.
You said probably.
But when you say that, you might want to say it like, but you said, I'm not.
How you probably in that something?
I'm not.
He didn't say it with his chest.
No, what else we learned?
He said it with his shoulder.
What else we learned?
Quill egg nuts.
He said it with the small of his back.
Those two little dimples.
Say it with the small of your back.
Those two little dimples.
What else we learned? J-Mac just really like watching black porn for the big dicks.
We knew that he liked dicks, but I think that what was the topic?
He lived vicariously through the black dicks.
We knew that too.
We learned that we're not supposed to take on the stereotype that black men got.
We need to quit accepting that as a disarming tool to take, you know, credit. Oh yeah, we got big dicks and this is our claim to fame and all the bitches of the world want black dick and da da yada yada.
Because we're more than a big dick.
It's not just that. Why are they so willing to give us that one?
Right. Yeah.
That's also true.
But is it?
See?
It's women.
See, this thing, Rich Reggie, we have to stop this, but it's you won't stop.
It's a bunch of little dick black dudes.
Rich Reggie won't stop.
Yeah, but consensus. Like,
as many bitches you heard say, little dick ass nigga, where do you think they're getting that from?
When they deal with little dick ass niggas.
But how right. if all black people got huge dicks?
All dicks ain't created equal. Somebody got a small one.
Okay.
All right.
I'll let you live in that one too. I think we finally got through to French Reggie how to let J Smooth's jokes sit in their own stew of shit and fester.
We learned that.
We did.
We always
French Reggie learned that.
French Reggie learned that because
he didn't have that.
He was about to let you get away with it, but nope.
He's gonna bail you out because again, what you crave in those situations is interaction.
Yeah,
you
need somebody to giggle or
to bail you out,
talk or
distract the listeners from what you're saying with their words.
I swear, I see you growing your beard back, man.
Oh yeah, it's November.
Shave November.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to line it up though.
Oh man, fuck that! I'm lying. My I gotta be
the
good.
The point of it's supposed to be just you not shave just at
rough
all.
It out. Oh no!
Fuck how that. Does it make you feel that he noticed?
Great, you know that he feels great.
All y'all know, y'all niggas just ain't gonna say shit.
We all noticed, huh?
Did you notice?
You got your beard.
Did you notice, Prince?
No.
The only reason
Prince got his chin strap growing. I mean, right? Because he didn't have that like a couple of weeks ago. Am I right, Fred?
It's growing.
They said
it's
pussy
taking
just,
time.
Pussy just taking supposed to make it grow.
Pussy just make it grow out.
That's what I heard.
Is that true?
So you talk about French Reggie girl? She got pussy juice on his beard.
Well, hold
hey, Fred.
Hold up.
Fred.
Why are you French? This is what I learned. Fridge Reggie is easily sold on me. Like, you said that shit.
Right.
I look over and he's cutting his eyes hella hard at me like, that's really what I said. I'm like, friend,
it ain't
nigga.
Dick juice that's got his beard growing. I mean, it's pussy juice and it's,
hold
he
up
only
though.
Got
it's
one
already
girl.
Been established on the show. She got a WAP.
I think.
So the juice could drip on it.
I mean, it's a known fact. I mean, okay. This is out there.
And this shit is growing. This shit is growing hella crazy now. Never seen it that thick.
Okay, so you just, like I said, I could do equations. You WAP. Plus a lot of hair more, you know what I'm saying, than you used to have?
Equals what?
A lot of pussy eating.
Digital photo.
No, I don't know nothing about all that.
French
I ain't talking about that.
Do you, is foreplay every single time?
Yeah. He asked if you eat pussy every time or she's whopping.
He understood what foreplay means.
Oh, I was just making sure.
You grown, huh? You know what the fuck is going on.
Translation.
Yeah, all right.
French, that's good. Your lips still dry as fuck. You need to stop putting more chapstick on.
But you know what? Soon as she start taking it for granted, you got to cut her off. You can't. I mean, I'm serious, bro. This is words of wisdom. You learning right. This right now. Soon as she take it like, oh, expect like that's what you about to do, and then she start coming less on the head, you got to give her that mirror.
You just got to walk in, just shoving.
No, you got to give her that mirror. If you ain't copping the head, neither am I.
Yeah. This one. What did you say?
Something that wasn't legal.
It's
not legal.
Take her mouth out.
Not legal.
All right, listen.
Hey, have y'all heard that song Throat Babies? That's my shit.
No, but I did watch.
That's my shit. Throat Babies.
The beginning of Lovelace, the movie about Linda Lovelace.
What the fuck does that got to do with anything?
Is this a porn star?
Linda Lovelace. You don't know who Linda Lovelace is?
I don't know. Actress.
That's Deep Throat. She's the chick who did Deep Throat. And this is her story about, you know, again, how. Did you know that they used to play that in movie theaters in New York? Like, they banned that movie, but before they banned it, they were playing it. So you guys talk about how creepy that is. I don't know. See, things change. And if you don't know what things used to be or how things used
you
to.
Forget. How easy
well, you
forget.
Well, you just think differently. Like, oh, to play porno and like. No, nigga, yeah, they used to play nasty movies in theaters back in the day. Like, they don't even play that. Like, Deep Throat, that's a real porno. That's not like.
I've never seen it.
No, yeah. She can only come with 9 inches of dick in her throat at more. So she can't suck 6 inches.
Oh, so probably never then.
So
almost never.
There was almost never. Almost never to that one hitter and she got them star spangles.
What percentage you think has a 9-inch dick?
Not a lot. That's why she was unsatisfied.
Oh, most of her life she went around just
yeah,
not coming.
Yeah, she wasn't having an orgasm until that nigga hit that. She had the Star Spangled Banner, like Star Wars and shit.
Right.
Fireworks and shit going on.
Was it
off.
A good movie?
Yeah. It's a really good movie. It had a good story.
You know I don't trust any of your movies.
No, it was a good.
I don't believe this at all.
Good porno plot. I mean, I'm talking about like
porno plot.
No, seriously, like when they had like a whole. This was a movie,
like Debbie Does Dallas.
Like her story was she couldn't have an orgasm, and you know she was going around trying to fuck.
You know what? How awful. Like what was the name of that shit? When I was young, it was like some French name or something. Came on Showtime.
Gabriella?
No.
Oh.
Porky.
Gabriella. No. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. I knew Emmanuel. It was the yes, nigga. That bitch. They always had a different one. I didn't give a fuck. I didn't. Look, who?
You know, it's my Aunt Viv changed. I didn't notice Emmanuel changed, but Emmanuel 6 was nothing like Emmanuel 1.
I knew I was close with the Gabriella. Yeah, I knew.
You threw me off, but then you got me back on. So, yeah, Emmanuel, that's crazy.
That shit was Showtime After Dark.
Showtime. Yep. Anyway, did we learn anything else?
No, that was it.
Oh, I learned that you do like beer with fruit and cinnamon.
No.
Shut up.
No.
You can say no.
He did ask for
but he sure did, didn't he?
It was
he?
A hint.
Before he read it, he was like, hey, you did good this time. And then he's like, hey, wait a minute. You slipped some cinnamon and orange in on me. Sam Adams.
And then
that.
A nigga said, hey, ain't no more?
Yeah, let me get another one of these fruity ass beers.
Let me get another one at you.
So, but you know what we didn't talk about on the show, though? How many times do you think Trump's going to get a recount? Because it's been like two or three times
this
now.
This nigga will get another
recount. No, it's done today. It's done today.
No way.
They're actually doing the whole transition now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're having the meetings and they
let. Not today, Monday.
Today.
Friday?
Today.
Oh, it's happening today?
Yeah.
Okay.
So today, Tuesday. No, it happened Monday. You're right.
Yeah, Monday.
Monday, right. It happened
you
Monday.
You know what day you are? So I'm way late.
Yeah, and so it's about time. I mean, you can't keep taking L's,
not
right?
Forever.
Like, I mean, come like on. All the courts are like, nigga, no. You can't say like the independent people are like, this is the most secure election we've ever had, especially when you got elected on some old bogus election bullshit.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Let it go.
We'll catch y'all next week.